Now, the Manager's Chat, presented by Siteman Cancer Center. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
9:53, we get to end the show on Wednesdays with Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol. Ollie, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Morning. Wait, before we talk about your pitcher yesterday, well, your pitchers, because it was a great win over the Pirates 3-1, I was just talking about the Jack Buck Awards at the Missouri Athletic Club and the Sports Personality of the Year. I think someday Jordan Walker might win that. I mean, he was, wow, what a bomb that was. And he's getting some opportunities, and he is showing you the potential, isn't he?
No doubt about it. And the more at-bats, the better. This is what we've talked about. He's going to need to be out there every day. He's made some adjustments with his lower half as far as just being able to keep that front side closed a little longer, which is keeping him on the baseball a little better. But also he's starting to spit out some pitches down and away, which is going to be needed, man. You see how he's being pitched, and they're going to continue to see if he's going to make that adjustment. If he's not going to chase that slider down and away. So the better he gets at laying off of it, the more strikes he'll get, the more strikes he gets. I mean, this guy hits the ball hard when he makes contact. So there's adjustments being made. And the next couple weeks are going to be fun to watch him, man, because he'll go into the offseason knowing exactly what he needs to do and come back to the spring training ready to roll.
I agree with you. That smile, that humble attitude, and that bat, he is something else, Jordan Walker. And then you have Lance Lynn. I told you at the beginning of the year, I love Lance Lynn when he barks into his glove, when he maybe lets a profanity rip out there, when he's letting that fastball rip out there. You want him on your side. And if this is it, Ollie, I will miss that. He's been great.
He's been phenomenal, man. You nailed it. This is a guy that just competes extremely well. I've known him for a long time. We actually played together coming up in the minor league when he was drafted. And I'd like to say he's the same guy, but that's not true. He competes the same. He's always had that fiery edge and just gets after it. But he's grown a ton when it comes to just being intentional and thoughtful and bringing others alongside with him. Man, this is a guy that when I spoke with him this offseason before we signed him, and then right after, man, one of the first things he talked about was, man, I want to be able to help bring these young guys along. I want to be able to bridge the gap between the veteran group and the young group, and we talked probably more about that than the game. And he's done that extremely, extremely well. I mean, he comes into the clubhouse, he has his own way of doing it. There's accountability that goes along with it. But, man, he's done a phenomenal job of just making sure that those young guys see what it looks like to post, making sure those young guys see what it looks like to prepare. And he knows the game inside and out, and having him in that clubhouse has been incredible.
Ollie, when a baseball season comes to an end and you don't get to where you want to be, everything will be picked apart, scrutinized, analyzed. You know that. One thing that I don't think can be questioned is your bullpen. Your bullpen has been, by the way, your management of it should be included in that, but your bullpen has given everything that it possibly can give. That has been such a strong point of your team, wouldn't you say, including last night?
You're absolutely right, and I feel like we've given us ourselves every chance possible to stay in games, and I'm proud of our pen for posting, because at this time of the year, man, you got aches and pains, and you're feeling some things, and guys continue to go out there, take the ball, and give us a shot, man, but you look at how we've allowed ourselves to remain 500, and is that the aim? No, I hate it. I absolutely hate it, but certain seasons bring certain challenges, and this season offense wasn't what we thought it would be. I mean, that's the bottom line. It just hasn't produced to the degree that we thought we would. But when it comes to not giving into that and still giving ourselves a chance every game to win 3-1, 4-2, 5-2, 2-0, man, the pen has been a big, big part of that. And keeping those guys fresh in June and July has allowed them to kind of be able to post late in the season. And I wish offensively we were in a different spot throughout the course of the year, because of the combination of what our starters have done and our bullpen has done, man. It's you're in every game. That's why you see, I mean, a lot of our games have been decided within three runs.
Ollie, we appreciate it as always. We'll catch up with you tonight, 6:45 ball game, Cards and Pirates. Thanks as always for the time.
You got it, brother.
Cardinals manager Oliver Marmol with us on KMOX.